interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Yeah. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. That is Blue on Black by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. It also won the Blues Album of the Year at the Billboard Music Awards in 1999 and Best Rock Song of the Year in 1998 at the same awards. Interesting. Blues rock is definitely a vibe on the show today. I am Julian Taylor. I am your host here on the Jukebox, and we have some music from a budding new singer-songwriter from Scarborough in Toronto. Scarborough's part of Toronto, everybody. And mixing everything from hip-hop to pop music to blues and majoring in French with a minor in Spanish. You're going to like this. This is Miles Castello with Bad Company coming up on the show very soon. Plus, we got Be Cool Aid and the song Sounds Good featuring Live and Jametta Rose with VCR. Now, I don't know how to explain this to you, but it's definitely something that could be considered old school R&B, like Delphonics kind of sounds, things like that. I don't know if you know what I mean, but you'll just have to take a listen to it. They're from Cincinnati and Birmingham, and they're pretty cool. Music from Georgia Smith also appears on the show. It's called Try Me, that's the song, and this is from this year, 2023. She's from England and was born in the West Midlands. She has had a really wonderful career so far, and I think you're going to really dig this song as well. Before we get to that, let's listen to Yule and the song Dead Inside on the Jukebox.
Try and try. say your mind made up on me. Gotta live, gotta love.
This is Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mm-hmm. the company. Bang, bang, knocking. Through the door and then the drinks start talking. Cause we don't keep score. Bang, bang, knocking. And when we go out, we don't care about nothing. I can't be mad cause
shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming and his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD. But a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if we played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together and we figured that we should. Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name. Had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car. And we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four. Let's see if you've got some more.
People seem to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise. And it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name. We ought to take his pen to sign on the line for a real good time. But he didn't tell us when these good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
we'll be right back.
Hey there, Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Everyone here on the JTJ team would like to send you well wishes for 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you had a good 2023 and had time to celebrate and rest, rejuvenate, and rise again with family and friends. And 2024 is a brand new year, and we send you only love and light. That was Frank Zappa from his rock opera, the three-part rock opera. I was so obsessed with this, Joe's Garage. When I first heard it, me and my buddy Dan would sit in this little cabin and just listen to the whole thing over and over and over again. It was mind-bending, spell-binding stuff, I tell you. You should check it out if you haven't. Also on the show, we've got music from Ashley Ghostkeeper. She's a great Métis country singer from Red Deer. The song is called Future Me, and that's